From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Miami International Airport is one of the top three airports where mostly young girls are trafficked, and mostly for sex. 2 years ago, MIA got together with Christie House. Now that's the Miami-Dade County Child Advocacy Group that focuses on sexually abused children, and now commercially exploited children. The idea is to train airport employees and even county police on what to look for. Dawn Thompson is the assistant executive director and the trainer, and she's speaking today at a conference on human trafficking at Broward College. Dawn, however do you prepare somebody for this?
So we talk about what you might see. Would it be an adult, a male, with several teenage girls that weren't related by race to them? Somebody paying cash for tickets but not flying with the girls? Girls who were with an adult, and we know that teens, if typical teens going through an airport with family members, would be excited, would be laughing, would be joking. These girls are not going to appear like that. They're going to be very subdued. They are really not allowed to make eye contact with people. Girls that might be dressed can be dressed provocatively, but often are dressed either without a coat when it's cold, or maybe a coat on covering up bruise marks, those kinds of things. Tattoos are very often something that you might see in a girl that's being trafficked, typically with the name of her trafficker tattooed on her neck, his street name. And then, of course, we always want to say with all of these things that the girls are going to look just like any girl going through the airport: jeans, sweatshirt, those kinds of things. And so we want people to be careful, because certainly we have a lot of interracial marriages, people who have adopted children from other countries. So we want to be careful about who we're targeting. And that's why if a staff person suspects, they're going to make a code call, and then somebody who really has more expertise is going to go out and do an interview with those people.
And so a code Christie goes out to the Miami-Dade Police Department Aviation Division. What happens after that?
They would be there very quickly. They would want the person at the airport, the personnel at the airport, to notate if they had seen the ticket, where's the destination that the child is going to, what they look like, any identifying situation. The law enforcement officers are going to come out. They're going to separate the adult from the children, and they're going to ask some questions. Oftentimes, these girls are trained to lie. So they may say, oh, yes, this is my uncle, everything is fine, and they're not going to self-identify. Sometimes they're very happy to have somebody intervene. Traffickers hide in the shadows. Girls have been out there and being arrested for years while traffickers hide in the shadows. Now we're going to have eyes on traffickers, which is really important. Trying to get them identified, trying to get them arrested, trying to get them prosecuted.
How successful has this been?
They picked up a number of suspected cases. I don't know at the moment if there's anything in the last couple months that they've identified, but it's nice to know that there's people out there looking. They've also put signs at the airport to identify. So not only is personnel at the airport, but visitors that travel through are getting notices. And again, the more eyes that we have out there, the better this is. Traffickers who think that Miami International is not safe for them are going to move to a different airport. And then we want to roll that training out to other places. We've even had insurance companies interested also in training, people that go out and do appraisals on houses. So there's all kinds of ways that different agencies can really help.
Dawn Thompson with Christie House, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Kelly.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.